Allstate.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, when Margie first agreed to come on the show, I think she was concerned about doing this amount of time with interviews. But you can see, of course, there's so many details that we're trying to understand with this case. Do you think this is the largest unknown or craft that you've ever seen or heard about?
It is certainly no bigger than others. I've got other reports of mile-wide craft since then. So, that's probably the biggest.
Okay, so this was in the vicinity of this location or elsewhere?
The other two sightings that I can think of up top of my head are South Kansas City, Missouri, some miles from that location, on a complete different date, and I believe it was August. A gentleman and his wife and his neighbors said a silver metallic disc shape that looked, you know, very, very wide, they were guessing a mile, appeared above them. He said not more than 300 feet above him. It was a guess, but his job had something to do with avionics, so I think that it, may have been pretty accurate. And so we had at least three adult witnesses that saw that as it traveled north in a straight line path. And then another witness reported a large object right over downtown Kansas City 4 hours later. And that object blanked out the sky, she said. It was just above the tall buildings downtown. And she was actually walking down the street going to lunch with some friends. She saw the object, and she stopped and looked at it, and the other two could not see it. So that was...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so they...
I've had reports like that where a number of people could see it and others couldn't. It's not that unusual.
No, it's actually pretty common for people to be watching something that is so strange that their mind, I believe this is what happens, that their mind just blanks that out and it doesn't exist for them. They can't see it. I mean, look at what happened when Columbus landed. Most of the natives that were there at the time could not see their ships.
Well, that was Cortez actually down off Veracruz.
Was it Cortez? But, yeah. Okay, so it took them some time to be able to see the ships.
Yeah, a couple days actually, and they were right there.
Yeah,
The sailors they couldn't believe it. They're looking at these natives just walking along, and nobody seemed to recognize that there's these three giant, you know, for the time, very large ships out there.
Mm-hmm. And they could see the water rippling. They could see the effects. They knew something was there, but it took them quite some time to be able to actually see those ships. So I think the same sort of thing happens with UFO sightings. I mean, I've actually been involved where I've been with friends, and two of us saw something, and the other two are looking at the same thing and say they didn't see a thing.
Well, one of the aspects, I guess, here in UFO research is to see how the mind interacts and alters the perception of what you're really seeing. So if we have a situation where someone doesn't see it at all, in that case, the mind and the eyes playing tricks on them. But what about the people who do see something? In what way is their mind or subconscious playing tricks in that way? So we're seeing the negative, not seeing, is the positive reflective of the same thing. That we're seeing something because something, someone, or ourselves were playing tricks on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to be very careful because this gets more and more complicated. Like I said, as you start researching this, there's no end. There's always more questions than answers.
Well, it's always part of the craziness of UFOs that even if it is ET, it's not that simple. Right. Now, amongst the sightings you had in Kansas City, any of the old-fashioned UFO sightings, rapidly moving, rapid turns, that kind of thing, cat and mouse games with aircraft, anything like that?
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. I can think of several cases in October, especially where we had that. We had many witnesses that reported craft on the same days. And let's just go to October 31st as an extremely strange day.
Okay, this is last year we're talking about,
last
right?
Last year, right, last year. Multiple witnesses seeing strange objects in the sky and many close encounters. So this is another very unusual day. I had several reports where people saw something that was 100 to 200 feet from them, that was a very large craft with lights. In one case, it was Halloween night, and this family had seen a UFO, and it was close enough for them to know that it was a craft, and it actually seemed to follow them as they drove along the highway. But then when they turned, they lost sight of it. And when they got to the neighborhood where they were taking the kids trick-or-treating, all of these people in the neighborhood said, "Did you see this? Did you see this?" And she said there were about 30 people there all talking about seeing that UFO, when suddenly the thing rises up from behind some buildings and comes right over the street where all of these people are standing. And this woman, who originally was in the car and had the UFO follow beside her, noticed that everybody seemed to be totally mesmerized, and they were suddenly very quiet, didn't say a word. Nobody ran screaming away with this thing right over their heads. And she said it was like it kind of hypnotized everybody. And she seemed to be the only one who was, you know, fully conscious. And so she called me, and she told me this entire story, and then she says, "I'm going to get these other people to, you know, to be witnesses on the case." So I said, "That'd be great." Well, the next thing I know, none of them will talk to me about anything. She's the only one who would talk to me. And some of them then claimed to not to have seen anything. But she watched them as they're standing there mesmerized by this thing.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then she said the thing just started rising up for maybe 100 feet and then shot off super fast and was completely gone. In another case, a woman was coming out of a grocery store in Raytown. And by the way, these did seem to be concentrated in the Raytown, Lee's Summit, Kansas City area. And she came out of the grocery store and just felt a presence. And so she turned around as she got to her car in the parking lot, and here is a very large UFO hovering right over the top of this grocery store. And she described the lights on it. It was a disc shaped. It was silver. And she stood there for quite some time, and it just stayed very still. She finally got a little bit afraid and got in her car, and she sat there and watched for another 10 minutes. And then it, the same thing, pulled back a little bit, went up a couple hundred feet, and then shot off at a high rate of speed and was gone. Well, then we come to the most bizarre case I think I've ever done. And this is not far away from Raytown on 63rd Street. Two gentlemen were... One gentleman was in the driveway or parking lot of his apartment complex. The other one was inside, and he had come out onto the third floor balcony to say hello to his friend who was planning on coming up to visit him. When they both noticed that there was an object coming from around the building at a little bit of a distance, but they could tell that it was a craft of some type, and it moved around in a circular pattern and then headed right towards them. Then it approached and it got very, very low, so it's at the same level as the third floor apartment. That's low to the ground.
So we're talking about what, 30, 40 feet?
40, 50 feet.
Okay, okay.
And so the man on the ground walked towards it, and he said he felt like this uncontrollable urge, this pull towards this object. Even though he was scared, he couldn't stop himself from walking towards it.
And I'll tell you what, we have to walk towards this. And after we do, we'll hear more about what happened next. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Yeah.
hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Margie K joining us on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. A sighting involving a UFO, some three stories aloft, maybe 40, 50 feet. And this witness frightened, but is compelled to walk towards it. Tell us more.
Shades of Travis Walton.
Oh, yes. And he did walk towards it, and he actually got up on top of this green electrical box outside the apartment building to get even closer to it. And he's filming this the whole time with his cell phone. Then he hears this really low wah 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 sound, but more, you know, metallic sounding and electronic sounding, and then this like banging. He and his friend also heard this bang bang bang. In the meantime, the friend's wife came out, brought him his camera, so he's taking pictures. And there were some children in the area who had been playing and screaming and pointing and looking at the sky, but by that time, they had all run inside their house. So we have the three of these people that are outside watching this, and then the thing turns up on its end, and then it's only like 8 feet above the ground at that point. And it's so the bottom of the craft is facing towards these men, and the bottom is all lit up, super bright lights, and a green mist of some type comes out of this and goes onto the man that's on standing on this green box. And what he remembers is just watching the craft during that time, but his friend said he was screaming at him to get away from it, to get away from it, and to wake up because it appears like he was in a trance. So he was put into some type of a trance state where he doesn't remember 20 minutes. Well, then I go to look at the photographs and the video, and here's where it gets very strange. There's a timestamp on all of the new digital cameras, right? The timestamp on the pictures says a date, and then it skips a date and a time, and then it skips to 20 minutes later in between the next picture. Yet both men were continually taking still photos and video during that time. So there's 20 minutes of missing photographs on each of these cameras. The next strange thing that happened is I was watching some of the stills that were taken by the gentleman in the apartment, actually on his television screen. He hooked it up. He says, "You've got to see these." So I'm looking at these, and I just kind of instinctively said, "You know what? I need to take some pictures off of your screen." And so with my own camera, I took some screenshots. Well, it's a good thing I did, because between the time that he handed that disc to me so that I could take it back to my office and get the pictures off of it, when I got back to my office and put it in my computer, there were no pictures on there.
Man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how this stuff happens? I mean, in a 20-minute time span, how did anyone manage to erase those pictures? It's just bizarre. It's one of the most, and it's ongoing. The next morning, one of the men found himself at the Kaw River and doesn't know how he got there, woke up in his car. The object, oh, let me tell you how it went away. It then rose up in the sky, turned back to the normal position, so it was bottom down, and then went north on I-35, and then shot very, very quickly out of sight in an instant. And then I've got other reports as we go north on 435 in the Liberty area in Platte County and Clay County of a UFO in that area. So, you know, we've got some more witnesses to that. Very bizarre.
So what does the photographic evidence show?
Oh, there's a craft. You can see a craft, and you can see when it's turned up on its end, this guy is taking pictures looking down at it. I mean, it is so close to them. It's incredible. These pictures are just absolutely amazing.
Wow. We'd love to, at some point, to be able to take a look at that. I'm sure our listeners would be really fascinated to take a look at those.
Yeah, we're working on how that's going to happen. But, yeah, I will let you know.
Well, certainly we'd be happy as they open a thread for this in our forums to discuss the show. We'll add any material that you want to include, links direct to your site or elsewhere, because this is fascinating. But isn't it strange here how often we have attempts to make pictures of UFOs and things just never seem to work out the way they should? The ultimate cat and mouse game is to keep from being photographed.
Yeah, it's, you know, that part is certainly unexplainable. It just makes you wonder about who has that kind of technology, who has the ability, and why did they want to do it?
Well, remember, of course, they're using standard recording techniques on a memory card. So I guess you could send out some kind of radio wave or something that erases what's on a memory card.
Yeah, or maybe electromagnetic.
Yes. Now, amongst the sightings that we're talking about here, do we have any of the traditional electromagnetic effects like cars stopping, that kind of thing?
Yes. Radios showing interference, cell phones not working. In some of the other cases I've worked on, one of the women had lights, Christmas lights are in her living room set up. And she watched a very large orange ball of light over the apartment building next to her. So she's looking down at it. And the next morning, she saw that every single one of her Christmas lights was blown out. And that's, I don't know why she had them up, but she left them up all year round. And so I said, well, you know, is there anything wrong with the cords? Have you had any trouble with that before? She said, no, I had no idea why something like that would happen. And there was no storm over the evening. But then she also had this really bad static over her phone line and had to actually replace her phone. So had some strange things. A number of people had cell phone interference. A number of people had batteries drain on their cameras while they were trying to
take
photos.
Yeah, that's pretty common. I've had that happen so many times, though.
Yeah. Yeah. One couple was actually driving on 435 Highway at about 10:30 at night, and this diamond-shaped UFO. A diamond shape is pretty unusual. And it followed alongside of their vehicle for some time along the tree line and then went over I-70. And as it did, and they are professional photographers, they tried to get pictures and their batteries died. So they couldn't get any pictures, but they did a drawing for me. And that went over towards Kansas and then shot off very quickly, which is, you know, you hear that a lot.
We have Margie Kay, Assistant State Director from Missouri MUFON, talking about an absolutely incredible set of UFO sightings in and around Kansas City. I mean incredible. All the famous UFO effects, close encounters, we want to get into more, but certainly close-up UFOs, big UFOs, electromagnetic effects, cat-and-mouse games, so much more. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we're talking about the 2011 to 2012 Kansas City-related UFO flap. How recent are these sightings? Are they still happening to this very day, Margie?
Well, as of the last 4 weeks, we have slowed down to a crawl again. So we had kind of a lull after October. We did have quite a few November, December, January, but then it went down to almost nothing. But then again in April, it started again, only this time it was different. This time the sightings are of completely different objects, and so many of them that I have to believe it's the same object, or there are multiple objects that are the same type of vehicle. What it is this, the first time I heard of this actually was from a TV reporter. He called me and said, have you heard about these sightings in Blue Springs? So I said, no, what are you talking about? He says, well, he says, I was out there last night and I saw something I can't explain. And I'm going back out there tonight. So I said, okay, I'm on it. I'm going out there. So I contacted the witness who made the first report and who reported it to the TV station. And I went out to this area that is just right by Independence. It's very north Blue Springs. The whole neighborhood was out. There were probably at least 20 people out in the streets. And they all had their telescopes and binoculars, and they've been telling me that the night before they had the television reporter there, but that this had actually started a couple of weeks prior. They hadn't told anybody yet. I said, okay, well, what are you seeing? And they said, well, right at dusk, you see this super bright object appear in the sky. And it looks like a star at first, but as you watch it, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter throughout the night. And it flashes these multiple colors, different colors. Could be green, blue, red, and white. I said, okay. Well, that wasn't the end of it. The news reporter told me that he and his camera woman were watching this object when all of a sudden, after about an hour and a half of watching it, it took off across the sky at a high rate of speed, went across the horizon, and went back to its original location and stopped. And he says, that is not a star. I said, no, you're right, that is not a star.
What direction? Now, give us a sense of direction here. What was it, rising in the east, or which direction were they looking in when they originally saw this thing?
They were looking northwest.
Okay, so that would preclude any sort of star rising.
I got my Google Sky Map out, and I looked at it, and I said, right. Oh, well, maybe that's Arcturus, maybe. And then another one appeared, and that was in the southwest. And so I thought, well, maybe that's Venus. So get my Google Sky Map out. Venus is below the horizon, and it doesn't look like the right exact spot for Arcturus. So I called my state director, Debbie Ziegelmeyer, in St. Louis. By that time, it was 10:30 p.m., and the camera crew is still there. And I have told them that they really look, you know, I was 99% certain that they were stars or planets at the point that I was watching them. Because that evening, I'd been out there for about an hour and a half, and they didn't do anything spectacular. Well, Debbie looked in the sky in the direction I told her, and the degrees off the horizon I told her. She says, no, it's just normal. It's not doing anything. I said, well, it looks to me like it's starting to flash this red and green and red and green. So I got my high-powered binoculars out, which are much easier to see close objects with than a telescope. It's hard, difficult to find with a telescope. So I see this white flash coming from the left and going across the object, and then a green coming from the right going across the object, and they were exactly, you know, some like 2 seconds apart, exactly, repeating. And I thought, no, you know, that kind of rules out any atmospheric disturbance that you might see that could cause a star or a planet to flicker, because this was at exact timing. Well, then some more people arrived on the scene, and they pointed to the other object and said, come over here and look at this. They're all excited and yelling, and the TV reporters, you know, all excited. He says, you got to see this. So I look at it through my high-power binoculars, and I see red, white, blue spinning, in like something was spinning in a circle and making these lights appear like every second or half second, but it was, you know, so I could count it. It was just way too exact. So it had to be some type of a mechanical object up there. So since then, I have seen that object at least 15 times myself. I have had many people report it in the greater Kansas City area. Sometimes people report seeing objects come out of this thing, go down to the ground, and then go back up into it as if they're smaller craft going down and then going up. Some people say that they'll watch it for hours and stay in the same place, and all of a sudden it'll disappear and reappear again, or shoot across the sky at a certain place and then go back to its original location. I've got the television reporter, Dave Jordan, and by the way, this is on KCTV5, if you want to look it up, and I think they've got it on YouTube, the interviews. I did 3 interviews with them. He said he and his camera woman saw these streaks of light, these red and white streaks of light shooting across the sky, always in a horizontal pattern. The camera woman was so scared she wouldn't go back again, and so he had another cameraman come for the next night that I was there. And then a few days later as well, during these other interviews, because, you know, she was too scared to do it. I saw one of these streaks as well as a co-investigator that was with me at the time. And it was so blinding. I happened to be looking through my high-power binoculars at the time, trying to set them up, looking at one of these objects. And the streak went by, and I had to take my eyes away and close my eyes because it just actually blinded me. It was so bright. So after that, I hadn't even filled out this report and submitted it online yet when all more reports started coming in from Lee Summit and Raytown and Blue Springs of these streaks of light going through the sky, red, always red and white. And nobody has been able to explain that yet. But the spinning lights in the sky have continued until about 4 weeks ago, when they just seemingly suddenly stopped, and nobody has seen one since.
Chris, you want to pick up on the question or what?
Yeah, it's very intriguing. It does sound like something high strange. It doesn't conform to Betelgeuse setting or Arcturus rising, although some of the descriptions are similar when you get into things streaking across the sky or hanging in the same place for an extended period of time and not appearing to move at all, then obviously that's not a star or planet.
Right.
So it sounds like this one object, though, was actually over Kansas. If you're looking north by northwest in the Kansas City area, then that would have put it over maybe somewhere, you know, I'm just guessing, but somewhere west of Atchison, Kansas. Anybody up in that area report anything? Did you get any concurrent reports from people in the area where this object appeared to be hovering?
Only one that I've heard of from Kansas. Kansas has been very quiet. And you know, it's really hard to tell distance from where we were standing in Blue Springs. It's like 35 miles from the Kansas border.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that right? It's kind of near the Missouri then, right?
It's in Missouri.
We have Margie Kay. She's Assistant State Director for Missouri MUFON. We're discussing some incredible UFO encounters in and around Kansas City, and we'll see how far afield they went. Don't forget, if you have a comment or a question, write us, news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Returning to the Paracast with Gene and Chris, talking to Margie Kay, Assistant State Director for Missouri MUFON. Margie, in looking over this wave of sightings that appears to have abated now, but you never know with UFOs, they may be back tomorrow. How far afield do they go from the center being Kansas City, if we assume that's the center portion of this? How far from there did they go?
Well, as I said, they seem to kind of congregate around Kansas City, Missouri, Raytown, Lee's Summit, and Independence, with some scattered areas north of there in Liberty and Clay County. For the most part, that is the area where the reports are coming from. The however, over the past couple of months, 2 or 3 months, we started getting reports from elsewhere in the state. In Nevada, Clinton, Missouri is a big hotspot, Clinton and Warsaw around the lake area, and Piedmont, Missouri, and also further near Springfield, but still in the country. And, boy, I went to an investigation in the one in Springfield with Debbie Ziegelmeyer and our chief investigator for the state, Joe Palermo. The three of us went out to investigate this very strange area where there had been some cattle mutilations in the last 2 years, and they're correlating this light in the sky, as it's been come to know, be known of now. And we stayed there all evening, didn't see anything significant, left, and I looked in my rearview mirror as I was going down the end of this really, really long driveway out in the middle of nowhere, and I jumped out of my car, and Debbie was behind me in her car, so she stopped and jumped out and said, "You better look at that." And there is the object again, flashing red, white, blue, and just absolutely huge, way bigger than any star or planet could possibly be. So now she has seen it, thank goodness. And
not nuts. You got a witness. I love when that happens.
Oh yes. Well, I've got it. There's another person in Independence on 39th Street who reported the same thing, and I took another investigator, went out, but his case is even stranger. He started off seeing this object in the sky, noticing it. He's an amateur astronomer, and he said he thought, you know, that just doesn't look normal. I wonder what that thing is. He says, and so he's thinking to himself, I think I'll flash a Fibonacci sequence at this object with my flashlight.
Explain what that is to our listeners.
Well, anybody who's into mathematics knows, you know, the Fibonacci spiral. And the sequence is you start off with one, and then you double the size of that object, and then you double the size of that one until you get, until as you double the size of these squares, you get this spiral shape. So anyway, he thought that he would do something like that to catch its attention. So he uses a million candle power flashlight. And then the object seemed to come closer to him. So he thought better of it, and he thought maybe he shouldn't have done that. So he aimed his camera, his outdoor security alarm system has a night vision camera on it. He aimed that at the light and then went inside, locked up the house like usual, and went to bed. He woke up the next morning, well, actually afternoon at 1 p.m., which was very rare because he always wakes up early. He got up and went into the living room. When his two dogs wanted to go outside, they pushed on the door to his outside deck, and it opened, so it had been unlocked, the deadbolt unlocked, and the alarm system had been disabled. So he thought that was very strange, and he then reviewed his tape, which shows an object in his backyard in front of the trees that looks like a UFO. And it's a white object. It remains there for hours. The tape is one of those that is activated by movement, and then it'll videotape for a period of time and then stop, and then movement will make it activate again. So you see this starting and stopping throughout, you know, a several hour period overnight, and this object remains in the same place the whole time. The odd part about it is there's another smaller object that is a long, like a rod, you know, with curved ends that's very bright, and it starts off in the corner underneath this other object, and then at one point it just zooms up to the top right behind this object and stays there the rest of the evening. And then you don't even see these objects leave. They're just gone by the time daylight hits. They just kind of, they fade out by the time daylight gets there. I've had this tape analyzed by three different people. Nobody can figure out if this, I mean, they're all saying this was not faked. It's all original tape. It has not been photoshopped or anything like that. And they, but nobody can figure out what it is.
That's pretty bizarre. Man, oh, you're getting some good quality stuff out there, it seems like.
This is Bizarre City.
Yeah, well, that too. But you mentioned before, and I it kind of reminds me of a very interesting case. You mentioned the cattle mutilation phenomenon. I have heard of a number of cases over, as you mentioned, in the past couple of years. But one case in particular got national notoriety because it happened actually at the Kansas City airport within sight of the control tower. I mean, you could look down from the control tower right to where this animal was found. Now,
yeah,
as a little bit of a setup, I guess the city or whoever administers the actual land around the airport leases it out, certain parts of it, as grazing land for cattle, which would explain why the cattle were there. But why don't you give us a little bit of a blow-by-blow on that particular case, because I found that incredibly compelling, and as I mentioned, it did make national news.
Oh, sure. Actually, it was when I was watching the news that I first heard about it, and I contacted the reporter and I said, you know, please put me in contact with the witness so that I can discuss this with him. And he emailed me back, and he was a little timid. He didn't want any publicity. He didn't want any problems with the owners of the property because they lease that land for their cattle to graze on. And the reason they let the cattle do that is to keep the grass down so the deer don't go out there on the runway. So they have the whole area around there is cattle grazing land. Well, he didn't want to lose that land, so I said, okay, you know, I won't ever tell anybody your name or your location. And he said, okay, come on out. And so I took an investigator with me. It was on January the 6th when this occurred, and I was out there within a day or two after that. He said, you can look at the, you know, where the cow is, but I've moved it. He moved it because it was only like you know, 30 feet from the road, and people were gawking at it, so he moved it out of sight. But I got to go in with another investigator, like I said, and then this the cattle rancher had a problem with the rest of his herd, and he had to leave. So, you know, he left us there to investigate. But what he told me before he left is that the day before, the cow had been put into this fenced-in area to keep it away from the rest of the herd because she was acting sick. And I guess she had been there for, you know, 3 or 4 days. But the day before, he was out there with the vet, and she was doing very well, and she was standing again and walking around. And the vet said, you know, you can probably let her into the rest of the herd tomorrow. So he gets there about 8 o'clock in the morning to let her in with the rest of the herd, and he finds her dead. And finds parts have been cut out with precision cuts, and that there's no blood anywhere, and there's no signs of it, you know, footprints or any person having been on the property. Well, he calls the vet, and the vet comes out, and he even said this online, you know, on the radio interview, television interviews, that this was done by somebody who knew what they were doing with precision instruments, and that's all the further he would go about it. Well, so I wanted to see the cow, first of all, but the location where she had been found was, I was kind of glad that he did move her, because we were able to see that this very hard ground had been indented a couple of inches, as if the cow had been dropped in that space, and you could see the outline of the cow's head and feet and the body. You know, I could tell what direction she was lying, everything.
I'll tell you what, this is just getting so exciting. What might have happened to this cow? More to talk about with Margie K. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.